Hello, Toaster listener. Welcome back to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. This week's is a bit different. Now, I'll tell you why. In a couple of weeks' time, to be precise, Tuesday, May the 20th, we're doing a live show. That's right, My Mate Bought a Toaster Live. It is coming to London's Islington. I will put a link in the episode description and buy tickets. Come down. It's going to be gorgeous. It's all part of the podcast show. So that's happening 9 o'clock on Tuesday the 20th. My Mate Bought a Toaster Live. Guest TBC. However, something I did towards the end of last year, this is 2024, was put on a live show without any guests and just started interviewing the audience. And we recorded it, and it was such a joy. I certainly had so much fun. And what is podcasting if it isn't just often a man indulging himself? So I thought, you know what? I'd put the recording out as an episode. So here we go. This is a fun, there's shonky moments, but you know what? I'm all about the shonk. This is My Mate Bought a Toaster Live, recorded at the brilliant Hen and Chickens Theatre towards the end of last year with a small select bespoke audience who seemed to enjoy themselves and seemed very willing to let me interview them. Here we go. Charlie, is it working? Is it recording okay? Yeah? Great. Also, is it working as an idea? Yeah. It says amazing. Okay, great. Thanks so much. Could you say that every 6 to 7 minutes? That would be ideal. Thanks. Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Bart's talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town store. Hello and welcome to a very special slash risky episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster, the only show that tells a life story via online purchase. Yeah, my mate. It's basically diary of the CEO. Now, today we are taping the show at the historic Hen and Chickens Theatre in the glittering Highbury corner area of London, very near the Arsenal Village. I'm here in front of an audience of several hundred. So we're in Islington. You can enjoy many things in Islington, some classic London sights and sounds. Who needs nature when you can drink in the spectacular flocks of mopeds? See them as they form outside the McDonald's, waiting to deliver food to our homes. Or maybe the delightful near constant warble of sirens going to attend major heart attacks caused by terrible diets brought to our doors. But thanks to living in the delivery era, or as I'm calling it, I'm going to go with this, the obesozoic era. Huh? Right? Okay, good. We get to make the show. Now, the whole point of My Mate Bought a Toaster is to obviously raise my profile, sell the format, and ensure that I've got enough money to not work anymore. Going pretty well. We also have a passing interest in accessing those hidden Easter eggs of someone's life by going through the strange, the sensational, the humdrum, the spontaneous, and sadly, rarely overtly sexy things that they've bought online. But if there's one thing that we've done, we've interviewed celebrities. We've done celebrities, right? And if there's one thing that I've come across again and again and again while making the show is people telling me that I should look at their Amazon history. People say it to me all the time. You should look at mine. And I go, no, you're normal. And you don't have 2 million followers on Instagram. And I don't care. And slowly, I'll be honest, I've run out of people to interview because a lot of the people I started comedy with I've either interviewed or are too famous to return my calls. So I thought it could be quite interesting. Right? It could be quite interesting to do. Who cares if my guests are comedians, writers, musicians, radio presenters, or Annika Rice? Who cares? Why should fame or impressive social media numbers or me fancying them when I was a kid and still do as an adult be a requirement for me to go through their Amazon history? It shouldn't. So in a world first, ladies and gentlemen, My Mate Bought a Toaster, you need to cheer here. My Mate Bought a Toaster is about to, good luck everyone, interview the audience. That is not a bad reaction. Who would like to be the first ever audience member to briefly be interviewed on My Mate Bought a Toaster and then win a series of prizes and not be exposed too much? Like, I promise it'll be fine. And if anything's too embarrassing, I definitely won't clip it for social media. And it's definitely, oh my God. You see? Yeah, I mean, please come down. Look, here we go. Round of applause. So, hi, nice to meet you. Hi. So, what we're going to do, first of all, before you sit in the interviewee chair, all right, you are going to use DuckDuckGo over here, right? So I'm going to log into Amazon, okay? Have you got an Amazon account, audience member? Okay, great.
Is now, it sponsored by
DuckDuckGo? It really should be. If you know anyone at DuckDuckGo, that would be great. They're hard to find because they tend to clear their... Okay, hi. I should jump in and explain right now. So my guest sits on a interview chair and behind my guest is a screen with their Amazon purchase history on. They cannot see their purchase history. They are looking at the audience. The audience can see their purchase history. That is the dynamic that we have set up. Oh, also, there's prizes as well. I've got a box full of all my most bought items on Amazon. So for everything they get right and for all the nice moments, they get some incredible prizes, including unused AA batteries, used AA batteries, flapjacks, the list goes on. So every now and again, I grab something from the box to give them as a gift. All right, that's a little bit of context for you. And now back to the live show.
Just to prove to you how much Amazon snooping I've done over the years, guest... I'm now going to work out your name just by using this. So if I just look over. Hello, Lizzie.
Hi.
So, Lizzie, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What I'm going to do, don't tell me anything about you.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into your Amazon account, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to look at three random objects. Right? Do you not like to turn around, by the way? I should emphasize, for the purposes of the tape, that my guests very much have their back to the screen, but the audience can see what's going on there. What is going on there? So what I'm going to do, Lizzie, just by looking at a random year, I'm going to see if I can work out what you do for a living. So I'm just going to go to 2014. I'm going to go to 2014, and I'm going to look at... I'm going to look at one random order. Don't turn around, Lizzie. Don't turn around. On the 7th of December 2014, good Christmas order, you spent £70 on the following things. A vase, a silver bubble stud earrings, you bought some Crystal Essentials port glasses, and you bought a Disney Frozen backpack.
Now, Lizzie.
Yes?
If I'm trying to work out what you do for a living... At this point, I would say either a student or unemployed. I'll be honest, because the backpack is giving off sort of quite, do you know what I mean? Like alternative vibes, maybe.
Yeah, yep.
But I'm aware that 7th of December 2014 is Christmas.
Mm.
So are we looking at Christmas gifts?
I think so.
Okay, fine. So difficult for me to work out what you do for a living based on other people you bought presents for. Okay, fine. Well, as we're going to discover over the evening, very much... Going through the format.
You know what's embarrassing is I think the recipient of some of those presents is sat in this audience, so knows how much I spent on her in 2014. Bear in mind, this was 10 years ago, though. So I was.
Oh my God. Who is this person?
This is my sister.
We need to mic up the audience.
It's my sister Jo. She's come all the way from Melbourne for this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, think of the carbon footprint. Thanks for the monsoon you're giving us. That's incredible. So you can go through and see how much she spent on you for Christmas. That's nice. This has gone very sort of posh Jeremy Kyle all of a sudden. I never liked you. 10th of April 2014, you bought loads of picture frames, three picture frames in a row. So I'm going to say to you, you work in the media.
I do work in the media.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
How did I do that, Lizzie? All right. So, Lizzie.
Yep.
You do work in the media. We've established that.
Yep.
What we're going to do to tell your life story, which is what we always do on the podcast, we're going to go back and look at your first ever order. Okay. So, I heard a wince in the audience there. So, your first order. Any idea what year you made your first order on Amazon?
Nope.
Wow. So... 2003. 21 years ago.
An early adopter, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you must have been like 15 then.
Yeah. 15 going on. 20.
So at this stage, you bought three things. You bought You've Got Mail.
Oh, wow.
From 1998. Film was only 5 years old. Like you.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, they get mail and stuff.
Yeah. And then you bought.
It's a Friends reference.
You bought, I think, is this a Robin? Wow. Okay. This is Robin Thicke's album, A Beautiful World. You can turn around and look at this if you want to, Lizzie, because it's pretty pleasing on the old eye there.
People don't know that Robin Thicke had a career before Pharrell. So he used to have long hair, and he used and he had an amazing mega hit in 2003. So I bought the album because that's what you did back then, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you liked one song, so you bought the album.
Yeah, you weren't just there for the hits; you wanted the filler as well.
Total shit.
But yeah, I mean, also Robin Thicke was didn't he have a sort of soft cancelling because he did?
Oh, later, yeah.
You want it?
Yeah, exactly.
You really want it? I think you quite like it. That one. Which goes on like for ages. Would you please have it? Any chance I could offer it up? That one.
Yes. I steal it from Marvin Gaye.
That's a sort of Hugh Grant version of that song. I'd quite like to.
Objectify
could we possibly
young
maybe,
models.
I'll probably just take you home and think about it later.
But back in 2003, he had long hair and he had this video where he cycled through New York on a messenger bike. And I thought, I used to have a thing for men with long hair. Back in those days, yeah.
So I'm safe. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It's a well-known thing. My friends used to call it MWBs, men with bobs, was my thing.
Wow. So like a top knot?
No, like a bob. Like a.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah, good example of a man with a bob. What's see, this is what happens on the show, guys.
Like
we're one item in and we're talking about different hairstyles from the early
noughties. Can anyone think of a man with a bob?
Brian Molko.
Snape, Severus Snape. Yeah, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, or Brian Molko or Severus Snape.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what... That's, yeah.
And
Lord Farquhar, yeah.
Okay, great.
I still do.
People really chipping in with men with bobs now. I've never done an episode where I feel people need to take minutes. And did you, can I ask, are you attached now? Do you have another significant other in your life now? And does that person have a bob?
No.
Oh, so you wanted the dream at the beginning and you bought the album?
I know. I've lowered my standards.
Could you put a wig on him?
I could put a wig on him.
So years and years of purchases now. Let's play a little game,
okay.
So you can win a prize.
Okay, great.
I did promise prizes in the following game, which I haven't yet got a name for. So if you guys want to help, please do. I am going to go for a random page from your Amazon account. Okay. You're not going to be able to see that, of course, because you have your back to the screen.
Absolutely.
Where we can all see and we can all enjoy, the hundreds of people here can enjoy your Amazon history. And I'm going to read a couple of reviews of a few products and see if you can guess which product I'm talking about. Okay.
I think it'll be fun. Reviews.
I think it'll be fun. So, audience, choose a year from Lizzie's purchase history. Maybe help if you go more recently. I don't know if you want to do that. Or anyone want to choose a year? 2020. Ooh, okay. 2020.
Let's all just, we all took a little break, didn't we, from our sound minds in 2020. Let's just remember that before we dig into this again.
You just have to boo 2020.
In lockdown, I used to get drunk on a Friday night and make my boyfriend watch me plank. That was the highlight. I'd be like, watch me plank.
You went from plonk to plank.
Plonk to plank. Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your longest ever plank?
Well, I think I was drunk, so I think I thought I was doing 5 minutes, but it was probably only like 35 seconds.
Shall we see how long Lizzie can plank for now?
Sure.
I've got a timer. If you can get past a minute, it'll be our first prize of the evening. This is quite a visual thing for the listeners at home. Hang on. Is a minute too long? Is that a minute? Hang on. Guys, this stuff in here is expensive. Not just throwing tat I found in a box. This is... Yes, yeah. You've come all the way from Australia to see your sister suffer. What more could you want? Okay, all right, Lizzie. Okay, and plank. So, Lizzie. Yeah, I would also say that's a sort of press-up position. Aren't you supposed to put the elbows down? Hang on. Oh, Faithless over there saying elbows down. Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's nice. Lovely. Now, what you can hear there, you can hear her sister chipping in. Sister, are you happy with this planking? It's all right. Is this what you dreamed of when you flew back to see your sister? Anything you want to say to her now while she can't answer back? Sister in the front row. You enjoy 30 seconds. I could be like, do you want me to be your personal trainer?
I'd love that.
Come on! Do it better! Is that what they do? She's sitting there drinking wine while you plank. It's 2020 all over again. I know she's on the beers because she's been to Australia. 10 seconds left. Here we go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4... 3, 2, 1, yes! Congratulations, Lizzie. You may de-plank. Yeah, you are. She's showing off now. She's doing plank plus VAT. Well done. Round of applause for Lizzie. And you've won the first prize this evening. It's a tennis ball. Well done, Lizzie. Really nice. Okay, meanwhile, back at the format.
Yep.
I'm going to read you some reviews of these products. Turn around.
Yeah.
And you have to tell me what the products are. Okay.
Right.
So the first one we're going to go to, audience, please don't react as we go to this. I'm going to give you a couple of reviews here. as we go to the bottom of the page. Okay. Great present. Friends loved it. No issues. Packaged well for delivery. That's your first. Don't worry, there'll be more. You don't have to answer just yet. I'm going to give you two more reviews before you go for it. Okay. This was used on a floral tribute for a funeral. And worked. What the? And worked so well. It looked great. And then finally, happy little gnome that fits perfectly by the pond.
Oh, is it a West Ham gnome?
Yes! Congratulations.
That was my dad.
For your dad's funeral? Or... What? Who puts a gnome at a funeral? That's unreal.
Was that around April 2020? Or Christmas 2020?
I think it was Christmas 2020. Right, yeah, you bought it on the...
Happy Christmas, Dad.
Well, also, this has got desperation all over it. It's the 20th of December 2020. So you're just like, we're hours away from Christmas. What can I do?
My our stepmother, who we love dearly, and that's not sarcasm.
You didn't need to say that. And by throwing that in, just get a bit of the soap opera. Lovely.
She just makes my dad bring all the West Ham merch and put it in his own flat, which is in London, so she doesn't have to see it. So every time we buy him, we know it's going to end up not in his house because she won't have it in the house. And I don't blame her. She's classy.
But he's a proper West Ham fan. If you've got a gnome, then he's into it, is he?
Yeah, he's got the name and everything.
Just so you know, by the way, it's handcrafted. It's hand-painted, and crucially, it's not a toy. No. So if you work at a creche, here you are, have a go with that gnome. Oh, it's not a toy. Sorry, I can't do that. Isn't it lovely? All right, fine. So that is your one for one. Well done. Congratulations. We're going to go elsewhere now. And let's have a look at this next item. This was bought on the 21st of December. Okay. And you have already watched it. We can have a look at... Actually, I don't want to tell you that. I might give too much away. Oh, let's have a look over here. We're going to look at the reviews of this product. Okay, first review. Terrific film. Love Liam Neeson. So love this film. He's a great actor.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. And then review number two. Just a daft film to put on when you want a smile. Bill Nye et al. Just another great Christmas movie. Nothing to do. Want to put something on without thinking? Well, this is the film. A group of, at the time, people try to celebrate Christmas, which, at the end, brings them all together. Ah, spoilers. Bill Nighy and Gregor Townsend, Colin Firth, and a gorgeous partner, just in cases. I'm also going to reflect the random capitals. Liam Neeson with Claudia Schiffer! Kid you not. Hugh Grant, Laura Linney, Rowan Atkinson, Emma Thompson, Martin McCutcheon, want a yogurt, Chris Marshall, Stacey from Gavin and Stacey, loads of others. Oh, and Alan Rickman!
Hey!
What a great Christmas movie! Laughs and tears, God only knows what I'd be without you.
Oh, I mean, it's Love Actually.
It's Love Actually!
You wouldn't have to pay for that now. I'm sure you can just get it on every Christmas. It's on something.
Seen that film so many times, I can close my eyes and watch it.
Signs.
There's a lot of agreement there. That's the best way to do it. Worth pointing out the terrible review that it got one star. Delivering very good, bad, not 4K, Love Actually disc, but a cheap Mexican DVD, not region 2. It should have one 4K disc, all regions, and one Blu-ray. This just had one DVD. I paid £28.76 for the 4K disc.
Mugged off.
Well, you, BJE, are a prick. I'll be honest.
Absolutely mugged off, mate.
The outer cellophane cover had 4K on it. Well done, two for two. This game is far too easy. Okay, and we're going back into your Amazon account now. For one final thing on this game, I'm just going to see what else is around here. Looks like 2020 was a, shopping-wise, forget general vibes in the world. Looks like it was a great Christmas. 21st of December. Okay, here we go. So we're going to look at the reviews of this item. Review number one, Lizzie, are you ready?
Absolutely.
This is from Kagi, 5 stars for the product. Love the shape. The box these come in isn't particularly pretty for gifting, but once out of the box, the glasses have a shorter stem than my previous Prosecco and champagne glasses, which break very easily. Do they break easily? Or are you clumsy? So they are more sturdy. They look classy. I wonder if you can get one.
Champagne glasses?
It's champagne glasses!
What kind of unclassy bitch buys her champagne glasses from Amazon? This one, this one. Sorry for the swearing. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you fuck right. It's a pack of 6, but I find the champagne glasses, they do break easily. I feel tense. And do you think that drinking champagne out of a flute really improves the quality of what you're drinking?
No, so I have a problem which is quite common. I've got champagne glass nose, so I can't actually drink out of a champagne glass because my nose sort of is over. So I don't know.
It's called a beer beak.
A beer beak.
Yeah, because you can fit it into the beer glass, but you can't
quite.
Yeah,
I've got a beer beak.
You've got a beer beak. Yeah, yeah. Too much? That was too much.
Okay, yeah, fine. So I don't know if they were. They must have been for me. Are they quite? Yeah, anyway. But no, I do think it improves the taste.
Right? Does it?
It's better than drinking out of a mug.
Does it? Is it? I'll happily drink it out of a mug or the bottle.
Wee.
Have you ever drunk champagne out of a bottle?
Obviously.
Have you ever in your life got a champagne bottle and sprayed it up in victory and success?
No,
and
I'm too tight.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to waste it.
I don't think I would do it, even if the bottle was like $5.99.
Yeah. Although, why can you really buy champagne for $5.99?
No.
It's probably champagne, isn't it?
By the way, can I just say, Lizzie?
Yes.
You've done it. You got three things.
Oh, great.
Via the reviews.
Lovely.
So hopefully there'll be some great spontaneous applauding at this stage.
Hey!
Shall we see what's in the box, guys?
Please don't be another tennis ball.
A travel plug adapter. Nice. Great
the
reaction.
US. I'm going to the US soon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you doing there? You're nearly there. All right, so Lizzie, we're nearly done with you.
Great.
Okay, and I feel like we haven't learned much about your life.
Yes.
I mean, we know about the stepmom. That was the drama. I enjoyed that. That was a good bit. So before you go, should we do one more game?
Okay.
Before you go, before we get our next person up. what we're going to do... I'm just looking at my choice and selection of games. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the search orders tab, and this allows me to search through all of your orders. Okay?
Yep.
And if I type in a word from my random list of words, mm-hmm. how many things will come up?
Okay.
Do you understand?
Is that the game? I have to guess how many.
So for example, if I went to my Amazon, I wrote ball, I get like golf ball, tennis ball, Michael ball, it would be loads, right? So same logic.
Like if you went to my OnlyFans.
Right, exactly right. There you go. So, I'm going to write in the word toy, first of all.
Toy?
Yeah. How many items are going to come up based on the word toy?
Oh.
Do you want to guess?
Do you want an actual toy?
Go on, yeah.
Oh, I'd only say like three.
You've undercooked that.
Four?
15.
15 toys?
15 toy-based things. We have got some wooden penguins. You have got... Look at that, Gibson's. You've got a jigsaw puzzle bought on the 7th of January. Now, this is a good thing to do during lockdown, right? The Gibson Snowfall at Sundown jigsaw puzzle, 1,000 pieces.
Can I just tell you, I just remembered.
I mean, yes, that's the name. That's the idea of the show. Oh my God.
So this is God's honest truth. So my partner's really into penguins, like in a very normal way. He's not some sort of weird like penguophile or something. And he just loves penguins. And a few years ago when I started my current job, so I didn't know anyone, and it was his birthday, and I came into the office in the first week and I was like, oh my God, I'm so shattered. I've been up since 6 a.m. blowing up the penguin balloons, making the penguin cupcakes, and one of them said, how old is your son?
Oh.
And I said, 36. So that's what those were for Adam Vessi. Adam Vessi's 30, whatever the birthday.
Oh.
So sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you didn't. That's
a great story.
You told me an anecdote based on something you bought on Amazon. It's the name of the game.
A
round of applause for Lizzie, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Lizzie. Well done. You can see that. No, don't put the prizes back. Have you not spotted that I'm trying to get rid of old shit? Lizzie just attempted to put the plug adapter back in the box. I'm almost tempted to throw another tennis ball at you. Okay, guys. So that was Lizzie. That is guest one of tonight's show. I think we should try and do another guest before we round things up. So did you all enjoy watching Lizzie's humiliation there? By the way, Lizzie, you can now enjoy the moment as I erase your life/Amazon from my device. Okay, so off it goes. Say goodbye to all of your memories. That's it. The blue pill has been taken. Oh, that was interesting. A moment. Oh. Thank you again to the wonderful Lizzie. We're going to take a break now for some adverts. Who doesn't love some products halfway through their podcast? And in a moment, we'll be back with another fabulous guest plucked from my audience. I mean, they basically paid to come and be roasted. God bless them.
Ooh, my mate bought a toaster. My mate bought a toaster. Shopping online has never been so far. My mate bought a toaster.
Hello, welcome back to My Mate Bought a Toaster, the live one. This is an episode we recorded towards the end of last year. We're doing another live episode very soon with a celebrity guest and people from the audience on Tuesday the 20th of May at 9 p.m, which is late, in London's Islington. So if you'd like to come to that, I believe there are still
all of the tickets available. So Tuesday the 20th, please, please, please come down, and it'd be great to see you there. All right, let's head back, shall we, to My Mate Bought a Toaster, the live one.
Can I just say something that I find interesting?
Oh, please don't say this is weird and uncomfortable.
No, in 2000, I was a young adult.
Yeah.
I didn't know Amazon existed then.
Yeah.
I was quite like baffled.
Yeah. So when do you think your first order was?
I want to say like mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s. Right, like maybe. 2010.
Maybe.
Vibes. Okay, well, let's have a look. Okay. So we'll go straight to your orders. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. So your first order, Matthew, may I call you Matt, was 2007. There you go. You hit Amazon. And I am picking up strong studying vibes, I want to say, because you bought the 5th of March 2007, the first thing you ever bought on Amazon, The Winslow Boy by Terence Rattigan, which is a real sort of play you either study or you do at uni, or is that what's going on there? Or
no, I was out of college then. I must have been, okay, for some reason, wanting to do a monologue from it.
Right, okay. So auditioning, so you're a performer then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I could see, by the way, you threw yourself onto the stage. You said, please. What's happened is Matt wanted to headline the show. Yeah. That's, so he's watched Lizzie and he's like, now's my time to shine.
You ignored my Instagram messages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please stop sending those. I'm sick of setting up new accounts. So look, Matt, elsewhere in 2007, you bought the greatest hits of the Spice Girls.
Hey! Oh,
look,
yeah,
at this. I don't think any item has had as much enthusiasm in the whole evening as the Spice Girls' greatest hits. Is there a reason you bought? I mean, you don't need a reason.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, I was obsessed with them at school. Yeah. Like, I've got I don't mind admitting that, a box about three times that size, just full of fan stuff from when I was a teenager.
Merchandise you bought, or letters you wrote to them and got sent back?
No, actually merchandise. I did draw some pictures of them as well. Probably really bad, yeah. Not an artist. Really bad shading. I remember this of Sporty Spice. Yeah, I tried. She looked a bit ill.
Right. So that's not sport. That's, if anything, that's too much sport. So you drew pictures of them, put them up on your walls.
Oh yeah, I've got a picture somewhere of me doing the kick in full Adidas.
Oh.
And my whole wall all around is just Spice Girls.
You
can't see the walls.
But that's beautiful. But I also, great role models. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got five different personalities
apart
for you to
Jerry.
Choose from. Apart from Jerry.
Yeah.
Hasn't she got a bit wrong?
Yeah, she's a Tory now, isn't she? And all that. Sorry,
she was a Tory then. She was all pro-Thatcher, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I loved the Spice Girls back then. She was my entry-level Spice.
Entry-level
boarding school Spice over there. Of course. The others were all raving socialists. Hang on, posh Spice. Anyway, the politics of the Spice Girls. So who's the most left-wing Spice Girl? You're going to say it's got sports.
No, it's Mel C. Mel C and Mel B.
Do you think sporty just because she's from Liverpool? And Liverpool is traditionally Liverpool.
No, but I think she actually is, and she thinks that way. And this is also getting really boring.
No, the podcast, if you've never listened to the podcast, generally it's very boring, so that's fine.
Yeah. You can tell she's my favourite Spice Girl. But yeah, no, she's like ambassador for like homeless charities and all sorts of things. She's very... very left.
An interesting question. I'll come to that after this question. So, okay, so we're going to put Mel C on the furthest left, right? So she's Melanie Corbyn, right? And then we're moving towards the right now. So who'd you go next? Mel B. People are really getting
it's
to
really
this.
It's really easy, this.
Who's your centrist Spice,
Emma,
baby?
Emma. It's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma Starmer. Bloody lover. Yeah. and then we start to go, and then we go a little bit right way. Posh!
No. I think...
Hang on.
I actually think...
Jerry.
Or is Posh that like secret kind of right wing?
I think
Jerry's
Posh...
Jerry's like this outspoken one.
Yeah. But I think Jerry's one of those right wing people who just sort of says a lot but doesn't quite understand what it is. Do you know what I mean? I think... Because didn't she marry someone who that racing driver?
I think so, yeah.
Let's not get into the murky stuff. That's the thing about this show. You do often see stuff and it's like, oh, they've been cancelled. Let's not talk about them. Okay, so what are we saying? We're going Posh. Posh is the sort of...
Yeah, you've swerved me there. I think Jerry and then Posh.
So you think Posh is the most right-wing
Yeah, she probably doesn't pay tax, does she? Let's
no,
be honest.
No, she probably allegedly maybe doesn't. Yeah. But equally, she might do. But her dad definitely had a Rolls Royce, and that's all we need to know about. So the Spice Girls Manifesto, that is the greatest hits album. I mean, look at this. It's, blimey, Charlie, there's four discs here. To quote track 8 of disc 1, it's too much. There is absolutely loads, but also there's a lot of repeat. On disc 3, it's all karaoke. So that leads us on to the next question, Matt. Which is your go-to Spice Girls karaoke song? Bearing in mind, I could throw some at you if this helps, so you don't have to do that awkward searching for an answer
thing.
I think
if I was to sing one, I think I like Viva Forever the most.
Wow. It's not a dating format.
It's like the most credible, I feel like, Spice Girls song, that.
Viva Forever.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'll be waiting. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting. Wait. Oh, yeah.
Can I just say
something? I wasn't doing harmonies, I was doing flat. That's what I was doing.
Because I've been good. I've not turned around. I remember this. This was is it like Pink? And it was like, had handles on it. I sold that for a lot of money.
What? So you sold this project?
I bought it because I knew it was going to be worth a lot of money. I've always been quite savvy like that. I used to work at Blockbuster Video, and I used to get...
Yeah, and Blockbuster Video did so well.
Yeah. So well. Well,
You really learned stuff there, didn't you?
I possibly made them bust. Because what I used to do is I used to order Buffy the Vampire Slayer DVD box sets when they were in the sale, but then order them new, which we weren't meant to do, buy them at the sale price, and then sell them on eBay for like four times the amount.
Oh, absolutely lovely. This is...
Blockbuster went bust.
God. And you were just saying how much you most associate with Mel from the Spice Girls. That is posh Spice activity, let me tell you. You are literally describing how to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you do for a living now, Matt? Is that of interest?
I sell vintage clothing.
There you go. And this is where it all started.
Yeah.
Selling on vintage stuff. Okay, all right, good. So that's the first thing you ever bought on Amazon, okay, Matt? We can have a look at some random years if you want to. Just jump in some random years. How do you think your 2020 was? How many items, let's do higher or lower, how many items do you think you bought in 2020? Twist in the format here,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe in the 20s?
Zero.
Oh.
Now, I wonder if this is because it was in your other account. Maybe there's been another account. 2021, how many things do you buy?
I've remembered why this is.
Oh, go on. Tell me.
I used to, I'm not going to say the name, I used to work in a job and they had an Amazon account, and so I just used to order stuff.
I love it.
And sometimes I would admit it and say, I'll just take it out of my wage, and sometimes I would just...
So there'd be huge packages arriving and you'd be like, yeah, no, that's all that well, grocery shopping.
Yeah,
that's
hopefully
for the
they'll
work.
Never hear this, but it was a casting studio for commercials.
Ah.
And we constantly, like, we'd literally be like, can you get us an inflatable T-Rex for tomorrow this, for the auditions? And because that is why Amazon was so good, we would. So I would buy things like resistance bands to work out with and be like, oh yeah, they need them for the
siphoning off.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. That's genius.
Yeah. I mean, people, surely someone else in the audience has done that with their business, right?
Yeah, of course they have. Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't lie.
That person over there in the policeman's uniform taking notes. They've definitely done that. Don't worry about it, Matt. Don't worry about it. No, I think the main thing I'm thinking, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking ballsy. Good. That's more people should do that.
Yeah.
Like, it is very posh Spice. Yeah. Siphoning off the profit. I like it. Okay, fine. 20th of October 2021, you bought a 50-watt LED floodlight, an outdoor floodlight. This is security lights to, you know, keep people away from all your possessions that you'd stolen. Is that what's going on here?
No.
What's this for then? Explain why you've got this
markets. Market trader.
Right.
To light the stall.
Okay. How did you get into being a market trader? How did this happen? Is it because you got thrown out of physical buildings and you had to...
Well, that job I spoke about previously, funnily, I left. I got really stressed and I left and I had started to... My friend told me to... Have you been to a kilo sale where you buy vintage clothing? Anyone been?
No, explain it for the audience,
please.
You
must go. It's addictive, so don't go. You can go to these things and you go in and you just pick anything off the rails and you buy all the clothes by weight.
Yes.
And there was this one called Pre-Love Kilo that from Sheffield, and my flatmate took me and I was just obsessed and I was just grabbing everything. And then I realized that I'd bought too much.
Mm-hmm,
so I started to sell it online and it sold very quickly. So I was like, oh, I'm quite good at this. And I went back and back and back. Yeah. And then I started to do that as a side hustle. So when I left my job, I was like, I'll do this.
This is amazing. You're basically Vintage Spice.
Yeah.
I love it. It's genius. Yeah. Tell us then, because a lot of people talk about Vinted these days. How do you sell things successfully in that? Because a lot of people put stuff online to try and sell their clothes, and it looks a bit crap, and you get like three quid for it.
No offense, but I kind of hate Vinted because it's kind of destroyed what I did.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I also think it's an amazing app at the same time.
Yeah.
Just don't take shit photos. It's quite simple, really. Have a nice background. Yeah. Flatten the item out.
Yeah. This is all useful for items and if you're into kidnapping.
If I had a piece of clothing, I could literally show you how to do it. It's quite easy.
So at this point, someone from the audience offered up their very nice, very white cardigan. So Matt had no choice. He had to show us how to fold stuff and sell stuff on Vinted.
That's so good. But it's white. It's going to be on the floor.
Here we go. So over to you, Matt. How would you sell... This beautiful white cardigan. Take us through what you're doing, because don't forget this is an audio medium. How are you selling this cardigan?
There's two ways you can do this. If you have a nice door, obviously, I'm sure people do, put it on a hanger. And if the arms are not like landing right, then use that, tip tape.
Tip tape?
And put it on the back of the arms to stick it so it stays.
I see, okay. However, so you've done the buttons up on the cardigan straight away. I wouldn't bother doing that.
So however, if I was... Do you mind me putting this on the floor? Try and go rogue
it is,
with this.
To be fair, it is exactly where her sister planks. So you're lying her cardigan in her sister's sweat at the moment, so that's fine.
You lay it out like that. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I would do this. Yeah. Fold.
Oh, so we're folding in the ends of the arms at the moment.
Fold. And how aesthetically pleasing is that?
Yeah, that's really nice. Do you know what I like about it is it's got attitude, because it's sort of doing... It looks like it's sort of crossing its arms at you. So yeah,
you could put a hand in the pocket.
Oh, full Alanis, one hand put in the pocket, guys. Out. Oh my god.
Yeah, but and always take pictures of any small stains, anything, because
we
know these customers. They're a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, I just found a tiny little dot on it. Will you refund the whole thing? But I'll keep it as well.
What do you say?
You don't have a choice, do you?
You have to say yes.
Yeah, I just had to refund someone £20 on eBay because they weren't satisfied.
Give the cardigan back and have a tennis ball. That's all I can say to you. Congratulations, Matt. Thank you so much. Free tennis ball. That's surely going to...
Thank you.
That's going to help make sense to me. Okay, so look, we are getting towards the end of our time. This has been fascinating. I feel like we should do one more game before we finish. And I've just got loads and loads of game ideas on here. And some of them are really funny. Okay, so I'm going to bring up a page from your Amazon purchase history, right? And the audience are going to shout out clues and you have to get everything that's on the page, okay? But I'm not going to do that because I think it's hard to give a clue for Audible Premium Plus. How are you getting on with Audible Premium Plus?
I keep forgetting to cancel it.
Yeah.
I bought that to listen to Mariah Carey's memoir because she narrates it and she sings it. You tell her like pop music, can't you? Yeah. And she narrates it and she even sings. It's quite cringe a cappella, but I love her so.
She sings while she's doing the audiobook.
She just randomly in the middle of in between chapters will do like a half a verse of one of her songs a cappella.
That's delightful.
My friend Beth in the audience, we haven't finished it yet. We started listening to Britney's memoir, but it was so depressing.
Yeah.
So we stopped listening.
Yeah. It's yeah. That's nice, isn't it? When someone's got a problem, don't listen. All right. So what you got to do, Matt?
Okay.
You have got, there's three items up here, right? There's three items all bought in September 2023. Okay. So this is about a year ago at the time of recording now. If you get all three right, I'm going to give you my star prize, which is neither a flapjack, nor a tennis ball, nor a travel adapter.
I just turned 40, so I wonder if this was like a crisis order.
Well, maybe. Possibly. It's going to be a tricky one. So, audience, obviously you can't describe it directly. You have to be clever. And if you say anything that's on there, then he loses because of you. So think carefully about any clues you want to give Matthew. If anyone would like to shout a clue out to Matthew at this stage, feel free to...
Use it on your photos.
Use it on your photos. Okay, that's a clue from Lizzie. Okay.
Oh, yeah, those... I don't know what they're called.
You do know what these are called.
Oh no!
You definitely know what these are called.
They're I think I'm wrong then. I thought they were those Velcro things that you put on the back of pictures.
No, they're not those. No, it goes in the closet.
Coat hangers.
Well done, co-hangers. All right.
That's one of the three items.
I mean, not much else goes in a closet, right? It's just that.
So, yeah. So let's go for the second item. Do you want to describe the second item to him now, guys? Goes in the closet. Let's see if you can guess. It's made of wood and it goes...
Wooden coat hangers.
It's more coat hangers. Well done. That's really good. You're just one item away from the star prize of tonight's show, okay?
Don't screw this up. All right. For the third item, over to you, audience. See if Matt can work his way to getting the star prize.
Hotels have weird ones.
Hotels have weird ones. Oh, my God. Hotels have weird ones.
Go on.
Coat hangers.
It's coat hangers! You've done it! Congratulations, you have won the star prize, which is Joe Nesbo's latest book, which I bought twice by accident.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Apparently it's very good.
Thank you so much.
I don't want the tennis ball back. You've won a tennis ball and a Scandinoir thriller. Have you? And do not sell that book on, because I know what you're like. A round of applause for Matt, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You can take your seat. And that's it. Thank you so much for coming to the My Mate Bought a Toaster live recording. And if you are a podcast listener who listens every week, I can only apologise. It has been the weirdest, but arguably the most fun episode we've ever done. Thank you to my clients/victims who have had shock therapy to discourage them from using Amazon too much and from going to live podcast recordings. Next time, stay at home. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey! That was fun.
That's it, My Mate Bought a Toaster, the live one. Thank you so much to my guests on the show, Lizzie and Matthew. They both, actually, turns out, have podcasts. I'm going to put a link in the episode description to both of their podcasts, and I think you'll enjoy them. They're really, really good. We will be back next week with a guest without a live studio audience. But in the meantime, if you are around... if you fancy, come on down. Tuesday the 20th of May 2025, we are doing My Mate Bought a Toaster live. The guest is TBC, but we'll also be interviewing a few people from the audience as well. So if you fancy it, there is a link in the episode description to come down and watch us do this silliness live. It'd be great. So great to meet you and see you there. All right, for now, I'll leave you to the rest of your lives. All the best. Thanks for coming. Kind regards.
It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. My mate bought a toaster, toaster for my